Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Linda Ireland is with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Linda is a member of our Brain Trust. She is a partner with Avius, which is LLC, I should say, which is a global strategy and operational change organization, helping companies like yours and mine understand how to take our companies into the future. She's the author of the book Domino, How Customer Experience Can Tip Everything in Your Business Toward Better Financial Performance, and she's our friend, Linda Ireland. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. One of the things that you've been doing some work on lately, Linda, is helping people understand all the different things, all the different touch points, all the little points of light, so to speak, to quote a famous person, that manifest as connection with a customer. Talk to us about some of those that you think are the big ones. Maybe the ones we know our price points are important. We know that if we sell pizza or pipe or whatever, we know about that. We know that that's why they come to our store or whatever. But what about some of the other stuff?
Well, if you think about it, Jim, every customer experience starts with a person who's got a need or maybe a problem.
Or a pain.
A pain that they'd trade money to have it solved.
Right.
And so if you think about it that way, the measure of success for that person is whether and how well that problem gets solved for them. And solving that problem, certainly we talk about customer service. You mentioned it in the introduction and at the top of the hour.
Right.
And service is absolutely important. You mentioned price. Price is absolutely important. But think about all the things that you do that influence whether or not you can solve that fundamental need that triggered your customer to come find you in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So things like how it feels when they walk into your business. Does it feel like Walmart and Target feel very different, even though both of them are discount retailers?
Right. Right.
So there are some of those intangible things.
That experience is a big deal, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
And that's what a lot of small business owners don't. And I have to say, Linda, I have been talking about this experience thing for a long time because it may be the most critical part of a small business brand. What do you think?
Well, I think it's one component, and I don't think any one component by itself can make the difference, but it is all of those things together, because as customers, we can't isolate them, right?
Right. But can it be?
But
can
you're
it be
absolutely that look and feel of the store or the tone of the voice when your tone of voice when you introduce the store, Jim, is tremendously energetic. I feel a sense of wisdom from you, and that's a big part of the experience of the Jim Blasingame Show. Other things that are more operational and almost kind of back office decisions that we make also impact that overall customer experience or our ability to solve that need. Things like whether or not you choose to put people on hold or answer the phone directly.
Right.
Or have a
computer answer the phone instead of a real person.
Exactly. Some of those operational decisions that we make really matter. Here's one that's really crazy from an airport perspective. I've flown a lot in the Midwest recently,
mm-hmm.
and I've connected often through Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And Detroit invested millions of dollars about 10 years ago redesigning their major concourse. And they actually did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
But they designed themselves to be an international airport. And so operationally what they did was they built this beautiful new concourse called the A Concourse, and all the big jets fly in there.
Right.
But all the smaller jets fly into all the other concourses, the B and C concourses, which aren't quite so nice and
right.
are pretty far away. And the only way you can get from B or C to A is through, you take an escalator underneath the tarmac and you walk across the airport to get
wow.
to the A concourse.
Wow.
Which means that if you're connecting in Detroit, For connecting passengers, you're almost virtually assured of a 20-minute walk between the flights. So was Detroit trying to be an international airport, or was Detroit trying to be a regional airport? Because if they're trying to be an international airport, great news, you know, everybody's happy. But if you think about those decisions that are made for efficiency's sake, they have a big impact on what your customers
want. Well, and when, as you were describing that, it's just not exactly what you were saying, but it reminded me of what I call the cardinal sin of customer care, and that is confusing your customers. If you do anything to confuse your customers, which could mean that they would actually say, "Why am I here? You know, why am I still doing business? Please explain to me why I'm still doing business with these people, or why I'm even giving them a chance." Any kind of anything that you do that makes your customer go, It's not good, is it?
Exactly. Remember, what caused them to come to you in the first place was this need or problem or desire they wanted to solve.
Right.
And your success is how can you move them quickly and well towards that solution. And anything you do that moves them to the left or to the right or backwards from that goal is going to confuse them and lose you money.
Well, see, you just made the point about experience with the airport thing. Because everybody has airplanes. Everybody has concourses. Everybody has food at the concourses. All the prices are pretty competitive among the airlines. They check each other's prices, and they stay competitive. So the pricing and the product are pretty much commodities these days.
Yep.
Everything else is the connection. The differentiation today, it seems to me, Linda, is the connection. It's the experience.
Well, and, you know, it's funny, I'm going to make fun of both of us here, Jim, because I often hear the phrase, well, it's not the product, it's the experience that matters.
Yeah.
And in reality, there's no difference between the two, because if the experience is something we pass through and it's what happens to us and how we feel on the way to solving that problem, and so the product matters. It's part of the experience, too. Mm-hmm. I can't go to Starbucks and have an opinion about my experience at Starbucks without having an opinion.
Oh, no. I go to Starbucks because I like the Frappuccino. No question about that.
There you go. And so there are tangible parts of the experience, like the product and the price and the packaging.
But I don't like the lines.
Space. Exactly. And then there are intangible things, like the fact that Starbucks has purple velvet chairs and, you know, your local coffee shop doesn't.
Don't forget they write my name on the cup. I love that. That's very exciting. And then they yell my name out so everybody can hear. Jim, here's your venti Frappuccino. Linda, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Linda's book is called Domino. It's available wherever books are sold. Linda Ireland is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.